Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show, episode 21. We've got an action-packed, fall-rific episode for you tonight. We're going to have the guys talking around the round table as usual. We'll be doing our parent tweets of the week. We'll be doing smart articles by smart people. Tonight's article is from the Washington Post, and it's about gratitude. We're also going to be doing 3-2-1-go, the fall edition, pumpkin spice or not, everybody's favorite new game show. And we're going to end that with dad jokes. And speaking of dad jokes, I've got a special guest here on the chair tonight. What's your name, sir?
Hello, my name is Landon.
Hey, Landon, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well.
Well, fantastic. I know you made a long trek out here this afternoon just to tell one of your favorite Halloween jokes, so let it roll.
What are a ghost's favorite shoes?
What are a ghost's favorite shoes? Tell me.
They're boots.
They're boots. Very good. Thanks, Landon.
That was silly.
We are off to the races. Thank you for joining us. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. It's, the big boys are in the backyard again. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good evening.
What's up?
It's all up, man.
Hey, let's give a distance toast.
Oh, yes.
Let me paint the room here. I guess is that what you call it? Paint the set or
paint
whatever.
The set. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the accurate.
We are in the backyard in California. The smoke is cleared out. I don't know if anybody follows the news or not around here, but we had some pretty horrific wildfires. Thank you, firefighters, but they're all calmed down. It looks like we're getting some rain this week, so that's all good.
Nice to breathe.
The news is a spaghetti-o, so we're not going to go there. This is a way to decompress and put your feet up and not deal and have some fun with us as we talk a lot of things parenting, a lot of things dad, and we're getting some great feedback from moms too, so we'll talk about that. But welcome to the show. How was your week, guys? Good?
So far so good.
This is episode 21.
Hey, I love it. We're now legal.
Rolling.
We are legal. Very clever, Mark.
Thank you.
I'd be remiss because we all just talked about it to pay tribute quickly. The great Eddie Van Halen passed away today. Broke about 3:00 California time to me. Boy, that brought a lot of emotions. I told the story today, and we'll just go really quickly through, but I used to play air guitar in my room, this 100-degree bedroom in suburban Pennsylvania, and I literally would do the split jumps that Eddie would do, and I would welcome myself to arenas like, good evening, Philadelphia! And I remember 5150 was the first disc that I ever had in my own stereo in my room, but I had them all. And so in a weird way, doing what I do now, which is speak to stadiums and arenas for a living, I was really reeling back today, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Eddie Van Halen, although he was Eddie Van Halen, really had a strong influence on my life, not musically, but just presence, color, just the magnificence of Eddie Van Halen. So let's go a quick memory route, and then we'll get back into the show.
Yeah, well, I'll jump in just as a guitar player. Eddie was, you know, an inspiration, and it's interesting. Today, I had a call scheduled with a friend of mine who used to work at the guitar shop I worked at, and I related to him that the minute I heard the news, I immediately thought of him because he would be sitting in the guitar room playing Eruption, and I told him that, you know, whenever I think of Randy Rhoads and Eddie Van Halen and went down the list of all the really great rock guitar players, I always think of him. And so it was a connection point for he and I mean, we connect anyway, but you know, the loss of Eddie is just, you know, it's 2020, it's what it is. But I just think about all the great music that he gave us and all the phenomenal guitar playing. And again, as a guitarist, he's a magician, and that's awesome. So
I'm very grateful for all versions of Van Halen.
Yeah.
But none of them can happen anymore.
Not without Eddie, man. Eddie was the cornerstone. I mean, anyway.
Crix?
Yeah, I mean, well, I wasn't super into, that rock scene growing up, but my one memory is always, I was a big Michael Jackson fan, but I remember in Beat It where the riff and the solo.
100%.
And, the video with him, and that was my first introduction to who that guy was. And, he was, going off on that. And you're like, man, that guy really.
Just so deeply talented in so many ways.
I wasn't really a big Van Halen fan either. But as I got older, I started to really appreciate all their music, and now I'm a huge fan, and it's definitely a sad time losing such a great musician, for sure.
All right, well, cheers to Eddie from our backyard here in California. Love you, Eddie. He is a California guy from Pasadena. We are up north, but we appreciate you, and we missed you. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. All right, let's move on, because we always say that. We're going to try and keep it light, bright, and polite and have a little fun. And if the crossroads cross, then we talk about real stuff as well. So let's move on to Tweets of the Week. Here we go.
Yeah.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, guys, since we've all been kind of pandemicized over the past few months, we all have several stories and several experiences to share, as do most. I've got some Tweets of the Week this week. This one first is from Sweet Mamissa. Mamissa. And recently coming back from my pumpkin run at Trader Joe's, as you can see by the decor around the area.
Yeah.
By the way.
Very festive.
Pan decorating is what I call it. I have never been a decorating guy, and I've been pan decorating the heck out of this house.
I am going to pan decorate this weekend for show.
Yeah, we're going to get into that later. All right, Sweet Mamisa says, spice up your next trip to the grocery store by changing out your regular mask for a Hannibal Lecter mask when browsing the canned beans.
Oh, every time I see those ads on Facebook to buy the different weird masks, I am so driven to buy them. But then I think, what a freak will I be if I walk around wearing the Hannibal Lecter or the other monster ones?
I actually spent a lot of time 3D printing a Darth Vader mask because I was like, oh, this would be so cool. And it's just not
too dark.
Yeah, just everyone's looking at you, and
But I'm getting to the point where I'm getting fantastic. Just silly about this whole thing. And I'm like, why not?
I love it.
Why not wear a Chewbacca head and, just roll to the dry cleaner?
Well, N95.
All right, our next one, staying in the grocery aisles. This is from Emily Nussbaum, E-M-I-L-Y-N-U-S-S-B-A-U-M. I always like to give full credit. Went to the grocery store today in plaid flannel pajama bottoms and a mask. A guy was there wearing plaid pajama bottoms and a mask. And we both pointed to our pants, nodded, and made smile eyebrows.
So nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love that.
It's smile eyebrows. Come on.
Right?
Because you can't, you don't know you're smiling, right? It's so crazy.
I see your cheeks are elevated, and I can see your smile eyebrows.
I'm smiling. I'm laughing at that joke, but you're behind your mask.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Trader Joe's is a bevy of material. I don't even know where this is, but you know what I'm saying.
This is at Trader Joe's. It's all good.
This is from Britar Bennett. This goes along the line. Now we're in the car. The stress of selecting a good soundtrack for your post-apocalyptic grocery run.
The struggle is real.
The struggle's real. I get to the car. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm a bigger guy. And I tend to get, first I get upper lip sweat, the little beads around there. Then I get the nose sweat. And then, I've figured out the fogging glasses thing. But it's like Top Gun when he pulls off the mask in the cockpit and he's like, that's me when I get to my minivan. I'm like, I gotta take this off. I crank the air and music's on and I'm out. So that hit home with me, Britt R. Bennett.
That's hilarious.
And it wouldn't be Parent Tweets of the Week without Simon
C. Holland.
C. Holland.
Heck yeah.
Gave us a heart this week on Twitter, by the way.
Wow.
Very exciting, all this interaction.
Thank you, my friend.
Social interaction.
This one actually appeared a bunch of places. He's so clever, but why would I spend $5 on a bag of apples at the store when I can wear warm fall clothes in 88 degree weather and pay $36 for our family to pick them ourselves?
Yes, that's right.
Apple picking.
Yes.
I was reading too today, because I read.
You do read.
There was a things I will miss when the pandemic ends. Mm. Right? And this is, we'll break that down in another episode, but I don't miss apple picking in the least bit. Do you guys apple pick? Did we talk about this last week?
Apple you picking.
Know, it's so true, because it's like 85 degrees here. Everybody tries to look cute for the picture. And it usually ends up me and some other dads throwing the little tiny apples, trying to peg each other in the head while the kids are like,
where are you doing this at? Where can you go? And
we
go to
way up in Marin somewhere. I don't even
there's
know.
Like an orchard,
it's
and
like
you just
Jerry's
go.
Orchard. Yeah, and you literally just pick them off the trees. Like
we were going to go this past weekend. We went to the pumpkin patch instead. Yeah.
He's that guy.
Oh, wow.
I am that fall guy. I'm the fall guy.
I do not miss apple picking. I love the people I went with, but I do not miss apple picking. And that will wrap up our tweets of the week. Quick, right?
Yeah.
Quick, efficient, and fun. Thank you for our great tweets. We'll shout you out on Twitter as well. Coming up next, smart articles by smart people.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, guys, it's time for smart articles by smart people. This comes to us from the Washington Post. The author is Daniel Willingham. Daniel's a professor of psychology at the University of Virginia. And the title of the article is, "We Can Help Shape How Our Children Remember the Pandemic and Foster Their Future Happiness." We touched on this a little bit last week about how we try to see the glass half full the best we can, because that's the best we got right now, right? Like,
yeah.
If you get into the doom scroll in the morning, because I do social media for an ad agency on the side, because the podcast is my main bread and butter. but I have to dive in for a little while, but then I can't take it. Like, I have to shut it down. I can't do the scroll, the update, the refresh.
It's too much.
But I, you know, I also try and share that with my kids as well, like the optimism part. What did you get out of this article? And is there anything that you guys in particular caught your eye and what did you want to talk about? I'll get to the gist of the article as you go.
I would say that in reading the article, I focused on a lot of the psychology he was talking about and trying to get my kids into the mindset of remembering this time period as how did you grow? What did you learn? What special things happened? I thought it was a poignant article, and it kind of refocuses me on like, let's try and like focus on the good things that are coming of this, because there's plenty of things that you can shake your head and like rub your head and go, oh my gosh, but it's better to just be like, you know what, we're spending more family time, or we're doing X, Y, and Z, or, you know, even going to the pumpkin patch this weekend, even though we were masked up and running around, we still had a great time. And then we went and had dinner and we went and got ice cream. And, you know, it's just looking at the joy that you can pull out of this. And that, I think, is the gist of the article is, and then again, writing your narrative down the line, you're an adult. How do you look back at those years? So ensuring that we're trying to get our kids to really be focused on what the narrative is, not should be, but is I think kind of important.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. He has a thing about saying grace in here at supper. We do every night here, and we usually rotate the kids. You know, they grab the mic and, you know, they'll have the amplifier on. But we do, we do gratitude every night. But we've talked about this before, because when I need to get into a positive space, I reach for gratitude. And I look around and I think, okay, like, I'm healthy, I'm this, we've got that, my kids are okay. And it kind of spins me into that gratitude zone. But I find that the more that I do it throughout the day, even in moments of despair or a rotten headline crosses the crawl, or my sports team loses like they did last Sunday, I switch it around and I try to remain positive. And one thing that we do here too is we put a lot of carrots out there, like, what, even if it's a walk or a bike ride, just, you know, like, hey, we're going to bike ride over to your buddy's house this afternoon. So when you're done your stuff, we'll sit across their front lawn and, you know, kind of do the thing. But I could go on and on. Chris, I want to hear from you.
I mean, yeah, I think the last time we talked, we were talking about using, you know, being role models and modeling, being grateful and how we can sort of, you know, add some habits to kind of reinforce those behaviors. But it's kind of hard to do, right? Like you just kind of fall back into your habits unless you have something very specific. And I really like when he wrote, obviously, repeated nagging to be grateful will not prompt feelings of gratitude, right? And it's like just saying, hey, you know, be grateful, everyone. Like, and we do our, like, before dinner grace, and it's like, it's usually like, okay, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for my things, and then I'm thankful for...
Tends to be a little rinse and repeat.
Yeah, and then, like, she'll get in, like, the, I'm thankful that Penny didn't hog the bathroom, amen! And then you're like, oh, God, you know, take it seriously, and all that. But, I mean, I think that what's really interesting is, like, one thing that I kind of took away from it was, like, he was talking about how memories are made. You know, I guess he's a psychiatrist and everything, and studying how actually memories are sort of stored in your brain and how it's like breaking them up into like those bite-sized chunks. And he says, like, it's really memories are hours and not months, right? And so, you know, you think of this immense pressure to like make your kids and set this role model for them to like create this memory of all of this time being a happy time and that they're so sheltered. But really, I think what I got out of it was like, if you can create these little bursts of good moments and these little just hours of family game time, or it's your hours of like whatever activity that you're going to do and make it a habit, really those are the things that kind of the kids are going to take away, and those are the things that memories are made of. So that was really interesting to me, you know, like I didn't have to sort of be daunted by this huge task of like always being happy and always being like chipper all the time, because man, that's tough to do. But if I could put in the effort and really specifically make time to, you know, have a ritual every day where we're just being positive and being grateful and having a good time and just having that little chunk of good memory, that's what's going to last, you know, their lifetime. So
it's,
like,
it's the majority of the memory versus the every moment memory, which I was like thinking, it's like how do we want to paint this time period in their lives, and not how we're going to paint it, but how do we set it up so that when they look back on it, they're like, wow, look what we learned. Look how we grew. Look what we had.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Well, I think in addition to what you guys are saying too, I often recoil at the end of the day and I'm like, did I say the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Was I too harsh? Was I too soft? Is he learning? Is she learning? Did they do? And then I think to myself, okay, I did the best I could in that moment. I'm not intentionally trying to screw this up. And then I'm like, okay, so tomorrow the clock resets. I get up and I can start it all over again. And that helps me a little bit, especially as I go to bed, because I am one of those guys that I kind of rewind the day in my head as I go to sleep, and then I'm grateful, and then I'm usually KO'd after after Dateline.
Right.
But, it's, you know, keeping in the spirit of we're going to come out of this. And I was even walking with my daughter this morning. Our new trick is to, like, as soon as the Zoom's over, we try and get around the block once. And we're going away this weekend up the coast. And I just said, you know, it's going to be really funny to look back and think of all this craziness, but all the great travel that we did.
Yeah.
You know, and just that little nugget of like, oh my gosh, we went to Bryce. We went to Yosemite. We went all these little spur trips that we would have never done with their schedules before. So she's just like, oh yeah. Now she's 12, so she's a little more in the game, but I continue to be grateful for a lot of things.
Yeah, you guys did a great job making memories. You know,
well,
traveling around,
the wheels fell off a few times, let's be honest. Here's a hint for those who travel. Never take your minivan onto the Bonneville Salt Flats and try and do a donut. Not that I did, but I saw someone maybe try to do that. All right, well, thank you for that insight, and thanks for the great article. Again, we'll put the link up on our post. It's a really good article to read from the Washington Post. WAPO. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Let's move on. 3, 2, 1, go. Fall edition coming up next.
Yeah. Time out for 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, guys. Welcome back. It is time for 3, 2, 1, go. But, you know, since nothing's the same right now, And, you know, I've been out sweeping our forest floors all week. I thought I'd get more into the spirit of the holiday, and let's play a little. Kids love to do this. It's called Would You Rather. And you'll have 3, 2, 1, go to tell me Would You Rather. And we're going to stick to the season as we do these more. We may even get one more podcast in before Halloween.
Yeah, buddy.
Would you rather? Oh, I know what Mark's answer is immediately. Would you rather go to a corn maze or a haunted house?
Oh, why is that so obvious for Mark? Corn maze or haunted house? I'm going haunted house, but yeah, Mark's probably haunted house for sure.
Of course I'm haunted house.
But a corn maze is also Halloween-y.
Yeah, and corn mazes are a heck of a lot of fun. But yeah, choices, I'll go haunted house.
I go a corn maze.
What?
I hate being scared.
MK is not much of a Halloween guy.
I hate knowing it's coming. I hated that stuff when I was a kid. And, you know how I feel about Halloween. I'm not really a huge fan of the Hallows Eve.
Now with the pandemic, they're doing drive-through haunted houses.
Oh, my gosh.
And I may have to partake.
That's not bad. Like, if you're in a car and you go through, like, a car wash and they're just in the car wash scaring you.
I'm a little bit weirded out thinking.
Were you down for that?
It's very entrepreneurial of you.
Right? I'm a little bit freaked out about the fact that you've got actors in cars in close proximity. Somebody guns it, and there goes your actor. But that, you know.
Yeah, that would be a headline grab. All right, this is kind of an interesting one. I don't even know where I got it from, but would you rather see the leaves change in Colorado or the leaves change in New England?
Again with the leaves.
I know, we love the leaves.
I'm going New England. I'm not hip to the leaves.
Can't you tell by my pan decorations that I'm really into the season?
I get it.
New England, I guess. I go New England.
All right, since Chris is having so much fun with this, would you rather see fall leaves change in the USA or spring cherry blossoms change in Japan?
Ooh, I would probably say the Japan just because, you know, it's a more expensive
get out of the
plane
US?
Ticket. Yeah, you know. No, but that would be kind of cool, right?
Yes.
Like, that's something.
I love cherry blossoms. That's on my bucket list.
Cherry blossoms.
In Japan, right. Mark?
As much a fall fan, I'm a fall fan, but I'm going cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's like, are you kidding me?
Cherry blossom. Wow, we all get a free trip to Japan.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe Southern Living would sponsor that.
I would love to go to Japan.
That would be
amazing.
All right, number 5. This is a Halloween thing again. I don't like to do this either. Would you rather carve a pumpkin or eat the pumpkin seeds?
Oh, that's a tough call because I love both. I love doing the carving. I think I'm like the 4-time pumpkin carving champion at my work. Like, I was doing like faces of coworkers and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, with, like, you know,
were there trophies involved?
It would be, hey, pizza for the floor.
T-shirt.
You know
what I mean? Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Like piece, some stuff. But I do love me some roasted pumpkin seeds, huh?
How do you do them?
I just toss them on the tray
with olive oil.
Yeah, a little olive oil and some salt.
A little Malden salt.
Yeah, those are so good.
You know the trick, Malden salt?
What's Malden salt? I use the kosher salt. What's the Malden salt?
Yeah.
We got to talk offline.
Okay. That's some good salt, my friend.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Hold it out on me. It's better than like Lowry's.
Oh,
yes.
You're not even talking the
it's
same.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Oh, wow, really?
We're going to upgrade your palate before this night's over.
Yeah. All right. I'm going carving.
Yeah, carving.
As much as I like to eat, I like to carve, put the candle in the pumpkin, put it on a counter somewhere, turn the lights off, and stare at it for a while.
Look at my gourd that I just, like, defaced.
This is where Ben would be rubbing his forehead. Like, yeah, I don't like either.
I miss Ben.
What's going on?
But you carve a pumpkin, it's good for one day, and then it gets the green spider mold inside.
Oh, no, no.
What do? Squirt it down with lemon juice or something?
No. Vinegar.
Oh, see? He does
water
have
and
the
vinegar.
Trick.
Yeah. that helps preserve it.
Look, I'm still in it for my kids. I'll sit there and watch. Because my daughter really, like, she did the cast of Hamilton last year. Oh, you guys should get together. She did the Hamilton, Schuyler sisters. Wow. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's getting that. And I guess you can get so into anything anymore, but. All right, well, would you rather leave this section on Halloween? Yes, I would. So we're going to move on to our next category. It's a game show that everybody around the country has been talking about. Pumpkin Spice, real or fake? Coming up next.
It's quiz time!
All right, guys, we're back again. This has been quite, this was trending on Twitter earlier. We've now got our version of it. Are these pumpkin spice products real or fake? On the line tonight is an special edition of Southern Living Halloween in the South.
Hey-o.
Yes, so that's on the line tonight, a special edition of Southern Living Magazine, Pralines and Front Porches.
Chris, can you just lose for me so I can have that edition? Because I need
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to lose score probably, as yeah. I'm producing and being funny.
I usually.
Product number one, real or fake? Listerine pocket packs. Real
pumpkin
or fake?
Spice,
real.
Nice.
Pumpkin spice Listerine pumpkin packs.
Real.
I don't think so, because like Listerine, that doesn't go good with the pumpkin spice.
Mark says real.
I'm going to say
can I have
no.
an answer, please, sir?
I'm
going
to say fake. Fake.
It is fake.
Yeah. Ho.
There are no such thing as Listerine breath packs. Well, all right. Can you pumpkin-ify your breakfast sandwich? Thomas's English muffins. Do they come in pumpkin spice or no?
No.
Maybe. Yes. I could see that actually being a thing. Like, you know, the food executives, they're like, you know what we need? Seasonal.
Nope. I say no.
I know this one because I've had them in my house already. We are pumpkin-tastic around here. Really? They are real.
Oh, hey.
Pumpkin spice Thomas's wow. English muffins.
2-0. Chris.
Hey, I'm like, I'm bringing up the rear. You're usually.
All right, product number three.
This magazine.
Gatorade. Does Gatorade come in pumpkin spice?
No.
I don't think
Mark,
so.
Mark, you're not doing too well. Crix, what do you think?
I don't think the pumpkin spice Gatorade, that does seem like, but hey, should we just split it up just so that
no,
we're...
No, 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 no. Go with your gut, man.
I'll
yes
say
or
no.
no.
I don't think so. No. That's like, no. You got to be crazy.
It's no.
It is not a product.
Hey.
It is
I'm
not a product.
I'm helping you out, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate cool. that. Cool. Do we sound alike?
You can reintroduce yourselves every time. Okay. Can you fake butter your toast with fake pumpkins? Country crock.
Ooh.
Pumpkin spice. Now that's... Is it real or is it fake?
See, I would say that is real just because of the color. I could see the packaging, right? That little brown tub with a little orange pumpkin on it. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say not because that's disgusting. And I say no.
You say no, it's disgusting. You would not try pumpkin butter.
I bet you've had it. You've had that too, right?
Okay. You had throw pumpkin, it a twist in
pumpkin
now.
Pumpkin spice butter or pumpkin butter?
Pumpkin what's the, spice
what's the
butter,
difference?
Mark.
No, thank you.
Okay, keep your eye on the ball. Here we go. It's real.
Yes. I'm like 4-4, I think.
I've scored 0 points. You're going to win.
Pumpkin spice. What is that, though? I don't even know what that is. Is
oh,
that pumpkin?
Nutmeg, cinnamon. Yeah. I got it.
So pumpkin pie.
You're talking to a pumpkin
basically
guy.
Filling yeah. flavor, right? That's yeah. delicious.
All right. And here
we
go.
Do you have something going right now? I actually smell that. Right. Is it, what is that?
I do.
See, I knew. I was like, what does that
I
smell?
Have a Glade pumpkin candle burning in our area, so you could
you
enjoy.
Secretly love Halloween. Who I was like laughing, imagining country MK in the haunted house.
I love the so fall. Scared. I don't like the costume thing. All right. the next one. Pringles. Pumpkin pie spice Pringles. Ooh, real gross. Or fake?
See, no, I don't think so. That's
yeah,
gross.
I'm like, nope on that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You both say fake.
You're wrong.
It's real.
Oh, wow. Duped.
You've won anyway.
So it actually gives a little descriptor saying, given the current state of things, it isn't even that weird anymore.
I don't know if I need a potato chip with pumpkin spice on it. That's
I don't
like,
know.
That's a
I guess
no
someone
for me.
Tried man. It at the Pringles factory and was like, hey, this is not bad, right?
If it tastes is like that pumpkin. The voice of the Pringles
yeah.
employee?
The pumpkin pie
which is
flavor
a human
chip.
Resource, by the way.
Hey,
I learned about resources this week with my little boy.
These are great. Did you try these?
Okay. Can you chew on layers of pumpkin spice Trident?
Ooh, now that seems like something I've seen, huh?
I would think that that's accurate, that there is a pumpkin spice yeah. Trident.
I'm big on the Trident. Packaging. Right? If I can imagine the packaging, it's got to be real.
Okay, you both say real, and the answer is correct.
Yes.
So you can have pumpkin spice breath after all.
Yes. That makes more sense, too. That's actually not bad.
Okay, this should be a no-brainer, but we'll see. Can you cure your seasonal sinus issues with Vicks Pumpkin Spice Sinex?
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, if you could, that would be amazing. I mean, but
pretty nice to have pumpkin.
Yeah, spice. But does it have the same You got to have that, like, menthol
I would say whatever candle he's got burning right now is completely cleared out my sinuses. So
maybe. I'm going to say no. You say yes?
No, I say no. I don't think Vicks would go that direction, but
that's
whatever.
That's a little crazy. Yeah.
That is a fake product, gentlemen.
Okay, good. But, hey, very creative, MK, on these fake Vicks, the fake pumpkin spice thing. That takes a little.
All right, we're getting down to the home stretch.
He's like, meh.
Capri Sun. We all know Capri Sun. We all have children. We do.
Love Capri Sun.
Pumpkin spice Capri Sun.
Nope.
Big fan of pouches in general, but pumpkin spice.
That's the run of the episode, an issue though. You need to discuss
pumpkin
with a psychologist.
Pumpkin spice juice.
No, I'm like, nope.
Pumpkin pie flavored juice. I'm going to say yes. I like that. I want to try that.
Interesting.
You love Halloween, and you're like gagging about the pumpkin, I would imagine.
I think if you used it as a mixer, if it was pumpkin spice with maybe some warm adult beverage.
Oh, yeah, like an eggnog, like a little mix.
That might be delightful.
That's what I'm saying.
You put a pumpkin candle on.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's a little strong.
You just cozy up and put on some flannel.
The entire place smells like one big pumpkin pie.
It is... fake.
Yeah, oh, totally. No. Fake. Hey, I'm going to write a letter.
I got a point.
I'm writing a letter right now.
After all that buildup, it's fake.
To the Pringles guy.
Here's a fun one since we went down this path.
I love it.
Four Loko.
What is that?
It's an adult malt beverage.
It's an adult malt beverage. Malt beverage.
Malt beverage.
Pumpkin spice Four Loko.
Nope.
I'm going to say yes. Four Loko, yes. That's a seasonal... You know, they're trying to capitalize.
Tis fake.
No, oh, no.
Oh, I might be catching up. But
dang,
I'm
I should have gone with my packaging.
And last but not least, and this sounds delicious if it's real, I might go get it tonight. Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
And pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
In a Jif whip.
Ooh, what? Ooh. What's a Jif whip?
It's where they whip the peanut butter around with a secret ingredient.
Wow, oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, come on. Say
yes, let's get that.
I'm actually going to say yeah to that. Yeah, that actually pumpkin sounds pie? Like it. What kind of jelly?
Pumpkin pie spice jelly, Mark. It's a Jif whip.
I
have no idea. It's a Jif whip.
Peanut butter.
It is real.
Yeah.
It is real. Hey, what a world. All right. So how do we do? Final tally? Score
I don't know. I mean, I would say that Chris won. Just I said no to most everything.
I got a good fair amount of points on that one.
Well, Christmas. Congratulations, Crix.
Hey.
It's very exciting to have such diversity of answers and responses to this. We'll have another one next week, but congratulations. The Southern Living will be mailed to your house on Thursday.
I'll share with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Coming up next,
ride a bike to
Dad
your house.
Jokes, and the show wraps up.
It's time for Dad Jokes.
All right, guys, it's time for Dad Jokes. Did you hear the joke at the top of the show, by the way?
Love
a brilliant joke, right?
Oh, yeah.
That kid must be highly intelligent. Did you see that?
I think he needs a raise
for
allowance
stardom.
Raise.
Okay, here are Dad Jokes. Good luck. Good luck. It's like another
it's a
version.
Game show again.
Here we go again.
Guess what?
All right, guys, what do you call a chicken that haunts your house? A chicken that haunts your house.
Extraterrestrial.
No,
I like that.
I'm trying to think.
Close.
Kluckenstein.
Ooh. Huh?
It's a poltergeist.
Oh, I like that.
All right. All right.
Although Kluckenstein.
That's all right.
Really did something for me.
Kluckenstein. That's sort of bizarre.
But bit of a reach there.
Hey,
we're in bizarre times. Kluckenstein could work.
Right.
All right. What did the girl horse dress as for Halloween? What did the girl horse? So there was a girl horse, obviously had
girl
a costume
horse
on.
Horse was dressed.
What
as,
did she dress as for Halloween?
I don't know. Like,
the horseless headsman?
A human? I don't know. What would a horse?
This is awful. A nightmare.
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 Okay. Wow.
Mare.
Yeah.
Okay. That one.
That's why these are dad jokes.
Got some education around here.
All right.
Nightmare.
Let's follow it up with the stronger one. Huh?
All right. Ready? What do witches use on their hair? Ooh. What do witches use on their hair?
Scream cream. Yeah. Come on.
Put cream
like
on
that.
Their hair.
I like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Scare spray.
Oh,
ooh,
that's a strong
long pole.
The correct answer is scare spray.
Hey, I got one.
Good job, Chris. You're amazing.
Okay, last one, gentlemen. Who did the demon take to the Halloween dance? Who did the demon take to the Halloween dance?
Dance. Demon. Hmm. Thinking of...
Can't think awkward of pause. Yeah. Answer.
The answer is his ghoul friend. His ghoul friend. So we started with boots and ended with ghoul.
Ghouls.
All right, that's it for dad jokes. Here. Coming up next, some dad tips of the week, and the show ends.
Dad, that was silly.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming by. It looks like we're getting a little consistency going here.
You.
It's very exciting.
Hey,
I want to thank all of our listeners for coming in.
Yes.
We are on Instagram, Dad Timeout Show, Twitter, at Dad Timeout Show, also Facebook at Dad Timeout Show. So you can search us out either way. Our podcasts are on Apple and Spotify and Stitcher and all the good stuff. We just applied for Amazon. Ooh, so we get in there, we get on the big time.
Yeah.
But it's great. And it's, you know, a lot of the interactions that I'm privileged to have throughout the week too, because I know you guys are out there hustling and working while I'm noodling around the internet. But we do thank all the interactions that we're lucky enough to have out there. My tips of the week, I like to just do things that make us smile at this point. So two things that have made me smile this week are Cleo Wade. So if you don't follow Cleo Wade on Instagram, you should. If you don't have her books, you should. She's a poet, and her stuff is very uplifting. She's wonderful, wonderful read, and great Instagram to follow, too. Very powerful, strong woman. Mm. And Tiny Chef Show.
Mm.
Can I just show you Tiny Chef Show?
What is that?
This guy,
I love it,
has his own show.
It's like claymation or something?
On Instagram. Just check it out, and you'll be very pleased that you did. My wife actually got this for me. I'm holding a Tiny Chef plushie. Got me this for our anniversary. And they are very hard to get, by the way. Tiny Chef is best friends with Kristen Bell, who, as you know, is a significant movie actor and also part of one of the biggest children's franchises of all time.
She's fabulous.
So Tiny Chef Show and Cleo Wade, thanks for being awesome and making us all smile. Thank you, guys. And, hey, let's give a shout-out across the ocean.
Hey, Ben. Love you, man.
All right.
That was great. Hi, Ben. If you're listening, we hope you and the kids are doing well. Again, the chair's always here for you. And that's all she wrote for this show. I think we could just end it on this quote that I scored up today. Sometimes things fall apart so that better things can fall together. Have a great week, everybody, and be sure to check us out online, and we'll be coming at you again soon. And if we don't, I'll say it. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Boots.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Timeout Show. And we're out of here.